The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Oh, it's a very great welcome to all of you, of course. An ordinary Sunday at one level. But another level, we are keeping our 25th anniversary priest in the diocese, for I gather up also 55 years in holy orders, and the time that it all began, 65 years, has significance sometimes in numbers, as you know. Great to see all of you. And one or two things just before we begin. Some of the music today was written for here, the Kyrie and the Agnus Dei. You didn't say this, did you? No, the Kyrie and the Agnus Dei, David wrote, Eugen de Mazenod, who was a saint who visited this place, and then Mervyn Cousins, who wrote for our parish, the Sanctus, and he was at the Met in Liverpool, the Metropolitan Cathedral, where they have a ramp to come up singing. And this very day, we've had a ramp to come up and singing. So there's a great things going on. But also, we gather as a family, and there are some of the little ones. In fact, at the last Mass in St. Ives, there are quite a lot of little babies crying away, and that's lovely, and even the little chap that's here, he may cry later. But it's great, we gather as a family from the smallest. But last night, there was a lady who has already had her 101st birthday, looking to her 102nd, and she said, you know what the clue is? Keep smiling and keep moving. 102, and there she was. Not with just a stick, just a steadier, but other than that. So, but we see, what does your mind is? We're a huge family around the world, but here we gather today. Great welcome. Always, of course, when we do come together as ordinary families and friends, as community friends, whatever it is, we're conscious of our sins, which we call to mind. As we do that, any children to go to the liturgy, Sally's over there, if you'd like to go. Are some of you going? I think they're coming in a minute, Sally. That's right. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always seen stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, as Elisha was on his way to Shunem, a woman of rank who lived there pressed him to stay and eat there. After this, he always broke his journey for a meal when he passed that way. She said to her husband, "Look, I'm sure the man who is constantly passing our way must be a holy man of God. Let us build him a small room on the roof and put him a bed in it and a table and chair and lamp. Whenever he comes to us, he can rest there." One day when he came, he retired to the upper room and lay down. "What can be done for her?" he asked. Gehazi, his servant, answered, "Well, she has no son, and her husband is old." Elisha said, "Call her." The servant called her, and she stood at the door. "This time, next year," Elisha said, "you will hold a son in your arms." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized in his death. In other words, when we were baptized, we went into the tomb with him and joined him in death. So that as Christ was raised from the dead by the Father's glory, we too might live a new life. But we believe that having died with Christ, we shall return to life with him. Christ, as we know, having been raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no power over him anymore. When he died once for all to sin. So his life now is life with God. And in that way, you too must consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus instructed the 12 as follows: Anyone who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take up his cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And those who welcome me welcome the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet because he's a prophet will have a prophet's reward. And anyone who welcomes a holy man because he is a holy man will have a holy man's reward. If anyone gives so much as a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord Jesus. Well, we've all come from or we belong to a family. Family relationships are the deepest human relationships. The family throughout history, religious or not, is the foundation of good, stable society. Obviously, we know some families are large. Some of you come from large, big families. Some only tiny, small families. Still family. And of course, we all know the old adage that blood is thicker than water. And I always say that those that are closest to us get the best of us and the worst of us. Is it not true? Your love, but it's true. They did last night as well. It's true. Family life, as we know, it's great, it's wonderful, it's marvellous, but also it does have that other side that can be the not so good and quite difficult. We know families do fall apart. Some members can't wait to break and get away. Some can't bear to be apart. And I often wonder in life if the most difficult thing we're asked to do is bring up children. So that programs like Who Do You Think You Are and people tracing their family tree as far back as possible, quite of course a thing these days, which are programs of course, but also the internet has made research so much and far easier. And of course parish records before all that did go back centuries, as we know. Indeed, when one of the churches I had in London, the old St. Pancras, our records went back, I used to say then, the first Elizabeth, because the second Elizabeth was still on the throne then. But that's a long time back. So in some ways, when we hear the gospel today, we find it a bit difficult. It can make us feel a bit uncomfortable or uneasy, because thinking, what is the Lord saying to us? Our parents are God's wonderful gift to us, as we are to them, our natural family. Jesus said strong attachments elsewhere, but not greater than the family of Christ. Our parents gave us life. Jesus gives us eternal life. When he came, he said he came to give us life and life in its fullness. That is life in its fullness, eternal life. Because he's the one who came to reconcile us to the Father. So when Jesus is talking to his disciples about those who belong to him, in a way, he's talking about the spiritual family tree. So we belong to his spiritual tree, and he, therefore, quite clearly, because of who he is the most important. And he sets out two basic concerns implicit in true discipleship. The first, absolute commitment that's implied. Or the natural ties of affection, home, family, even life itself, are all put at risk if we are to be a true disciple of the Lord. And he says it in today's gospel, as those of you, most of you, I think, know me well enough here, take up our cross every day, crossing ourself out every day, and Lord, your will, not mine, be done. That's the basic condition of the Christian calling. And that's why St. Paul links it immediately, that second reading we had, to our baptism. And as I ever tell you, the first sign you get in your baptism, it's nothing to do with water or oil or anything else, it's the sign of the cross. And I always say, when you're on our last journey here as well, that eternal life begins then, and it's not severed. That's why the family of God is that most important family, but our own families part of all that. So then Jesus, just briefly, goes on to describe the behavior of the child of God, that's all of us, to give a welcome to a person is a godly sign. To be of service to each other, to a person, is a godly sign. Even to give a cup of cold water to someone is a godly sign. And all that's the import from our first reading with Elisha. So that whatever our family background, whatever our nationality or origin, wherever we come from, but we all know where we're going with the Lord, we're first and foremost children of God. And that also takes me back to our children. I think the line I forgot to say to you about the lady that's in her 102nd year while. She said, of course, I only feel 17, really. But with the lovely school mass on Thursday, and the children love to sing. They didn't sing it that day because it was Peter and Paul. But there's one that they do roar their heads off. Children of God, in one family, God loves me. Whatever we may be, God loves you and God loves me. Children of God, in one family, loved by God. Or is another one, we belong to God's family, brothers and sisters are we. The biggest family on earth, God's family. Our parish, the Holy Family. May we imitate them now. As I say, our baptism signed with the sign of the cross, that when we profess faith, we profess our faith, and the credo is on your music sheet. Credo in unum Deum,
Pater omnipotens. Thank you.
as the Lord welcomes us into life, we pray that we may receive the grace to be good to another as we turn with our prayers for the church in all its people and institutions, that all members will give a warm welcome to all who come to us. Lord, hear us.
Lord,
hear
us.
For international peace and for an end to all war and violence, may the leaders of nations practice honesty and respect in all their dealings to bring peace, security, freedom, prosperity for all. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
For all children and young people, for evangelization and catechesis throughout our diocese, for vocations to priesthood and religious life, and wisdom for those who would choose our new bishop. May we all grow in our relationship with Jesus and bring others to know him. Lord, hear us.
Lord,
gracious,
hear us.
For the isolated, the lonely, the sad, those afraid or anxious, those in pain or sickness, any crying out in great need, may they know the nearness of Christ and the support of his holy people. Lord, hear us.
Lord, gracious, hear us.
For those who have died, any known to us, and our own beloved departed. May they be welcomed into the fullness of God's glory, and may comfort come to all who mourn. Lord, hear us.
Lord, gracious, hear us.
Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us as we say.
Amen. Amen. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Moment of quiet for our own intentions. Mind those of Alf Dauncey. Loving Father, we bless you for your goodness to us. Hear our prayers. Help us to be worthy of the great name of Christian. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
O God, to graciously accomplish the effects of your mysteries, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being, and while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an eternal lasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." Similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. and giving you thanks, had the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. In the mystery of faith,
when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, the order of bishops, all the clergy, the entire people you gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Share however you come from peace with those nearest to you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May this divine sacrifice we have offered and received fill us with life, O Lord, we pray, so that bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Julie, you want to come to the...
Oh. Just before... Thank you, Julie, do come forward. Do come forward. For access to the hall for the buffet afterwards, for those of you who are staying, if you head to the back of the church and head down the ramp where the choir and service and father came up, that's the quickest way down, and the hall is under the nave where you're sat. It is not a disability access ramp, so it's steeper than you might think. Thank you.
But if that's difficult for you, you've still got the back stairs or the outside ramp. Whatever it is, it's not the small hall that you knew before, which was only over there. It's the whole of all there. So there's plenty of room, and I'm quite sure, I've not been allowed in, but I've not seen, but I suspect there's masses of food, and of course, drink.